You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. President Donald Trump's immigration policy has left many families in the region fearful and reconsidering decisions about the future, like sisters Sonia and Sarah Martinez and their friend Jessica Baldrama. They all grew up in the city and are former radio rookies. Sonia is a U.S. citizen, but Jessica and Sarah are recipients of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, which means they have work permits and are protected from deportation, at least for now. They sat down with producer Caitlin Pierce to talk about life in this new political climate. Here's Jessica.
Before, I always felt sort of invisible in this country, right? I mean, I came here when I was 5 with my parents. So, of course, this is home. But at the same time, not being born here and being quote-unquote American, it's not home. And then after all of these laws, it's like, oh, we want to get rid of you, and we're targeting you and your family and your friends. So it sort of makes you feel like you're in the spotlight, like they're coming after you and they're looking for you. Do you guys feel targeted, or is it just me like being paranoid?
That's the reality that we live in now. I was in the car with my dad, and the cops pulled us over. And he said, you have too many, like, charms dangling from your rearview mirror. And they're like, you have to take that off. It's obstruction of view. And I'm going to give you a ticket for driving without a license. And because of that, and everything that's been happening, my father refuses to drive. He doesn't want to be pulled over. He doesn't want to be deported. I feel guilty if I need my dad to pick me up or anything. So I usually just stick it out and take the bus.
I was thinking about going to Mexico to study for college, university, but then I felt like I couldn't leave my family because my youngest brother is autistic, and I couldn't leave my family knowing that they needed the help and support of myself. The only place where I feel like home, where I'm home, it's like with my family, surrounded by my family and friends.
Sarah and I have already talked to our parents about what would happen if they were to be deported. And I guess it's because Sarah, myself, and my older brother, we already have jobs. And so I think it makes it a little easier for my parents to say, like, yeah, if we're deported, we'll go. But at the same time, like, our younger brother is 18 and he's autistic and we're still unsure about his future. But we've already told them that you're not taking him with you. He's staying here. He has the services that he needs, that he's entitled to. He was born here and, you know, he deserves these different things.
I'm in that same situation as well. I'm the oldest one out of all of my brothers and sisters. I was also talking to my mom about what would happen, although we've been avoiding that because we don't want to face that reality. But if something did happen to my mom, I would probably have to take care of my younger siblings. And that's another thing. I was looking forward to almost finally being free, right? After DOC and everything, like, oh, I'm going to move out and finally be able to start my own life and only worry about myself. But now with this and having to face this prospect, it's like, oh, crap, never mind. but it all depends on what happens. I just always feel out of place. And even after graduation and everything and talking to my professors, I just like, whoa, I can't believe I'm here, because it almost feels like I don't deserve to be there because I'm not documented. And I feel like that's something that's almost ingrained into us, like, oh, you should only deserve these rights because you are American and you're a lawful citizen. And of course it's not fair, but that's the way things are.
That's former radio rookie Jessica Baldrama, along with sisters Sonia and Sarah Martinez. You're listening to WNYC.